Nearly 800,000 people who illegally entered the U.S. as children years ago have been protected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, in recent years. But last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the program would be eliminated in 6 months, and the so-called Dreamers would be subject to deportation. President Trump gave Congress 6 months to address the issue. The move to eliminate the program angered many, including education officials. Castleton University President David Walk won't say how many Dreamers are enrolled at the Vermont College, but he says it's stunning that DACA is now a public policy issue.
These young people don't deserve to be victimized again and again and again, and that's what's happening here. So I don't understand the premise behind it, but I do know that we have so many young students and many international students. We actually have 41 countries represented in our student population of just under 2,000. And I know that they are welcome here. They're having wonderful experiences. They are great young people who are doing good and doing it well. And I don't understand why we would deny them an education or a life here that they deserve. So it's unfathomable to me that you and I are even talking about this. So at Castleton, we offer the warm embrace of a loving family. We, with open arms, accept our students, knowing that they can make a difference here before they go out and make a difference in the world, knowing that they will transform themselves. I can tell you, having been here for 16 years, so many of them have transformed me. And I love them, and I want them to be educated here and have a good life. So I can tell you also that we had about 100 international students at our house, and they told us their story and how this has become the beacon of opportunity for them, where they can find themselves, their purpose in life, make their contribution. And I don't understand why anyone would want to victimize them over and over again, and why anyone would deny them the opportunity that they deserve.
President Walk, you and Castleton University are making very strong statements in support of the Dreamers. How important is it for the Dreamer students to have that support haven and know that at least the college is there for them?
They deserve and need to have a haven of hope. These are bright young people who, by and large, work hard, make a contribution to the college or university they attend and to the society at large. They deserve opportunity. Hard work deserves to be rewarded. And I just don't understand why they continue to be victimized by folks in Washington, D.C., so far remotely removed from the real world.
Are you hearing from the Dreamer students? Are you hearing their concerns at this point?
I cannot specifically say that, but I can tell you that I know and interact with on a daily basis many students from many different countries who are concerned, and all they want is a good education and a ticket to life thereafter to become good citizens, and they deserve it.
President Walk, the uncertainty is going to be very high over the next 6 months because in making the announcement, President Trump and Attorney General Sessions said, we're going to be eliminating the program, but we're going to give Congress 6 months to come up with legislation to deal with the Dreamers. So there are questions if Congress will act. How do collegiate institutions like Castleton and Dreamer students move forward with the possible insecurity for 6 months?
You know, we've seen a lot of rhetoric out of Washington. Much of it we heard during the campaign, but not much of it's been enacted thus far. So we can all hope that human dignity will prevail.
A number of college officials criticized the announcement. University of Vermont President Tom Sullivan reassured DACA students that federal law protects them. Middlebury College President Lori Patton issued a statement assuring Dreamers that the college would protect their rights. Vermont State College's Chancellor Jeb Spalding's statement assured students that the system stands firmly with the Dreamers. SUNY, UMass, and UConn officials have echoed those comments. Professors from Harvard University were arrested after they blocked traffic during a protest following the Trump administration announcement. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.